Paranerds. Hey, it's me once again, CamParents.com. I'm adjusting my mic. And I'm here with my co-host,
Rooster.
That's right. Wow, that must
have been adjusting your mic.
Yeah, that must have sounded terrible on the recording. Yeah, so we're back after a week hiatus again. We've been doing this a lot lately.
What? It's only been a week.
Has it only been a week?
We didn't skip anything.
Oh.
We did this last week.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't missed the podcast?
No.
Oh, I thought we did.
No, I don't think so.
Well, then forget my whole, hey, it's been a week since we've been here.
It's only been a week. Yeah,
oh, my mistake.
But we didn't skip anything.
Really? I thought we missed last week's podcast.
I don't think so. I thought we did it like on the Tuesday or something.
I would prove you wrong, but I'm afraid my computer would explode if that was the case. I'm not going to do that. Hey, it's podcast number 106.
0.5.
Stop doing that. What's on the pipeline for this week? We're going to be talking about news.
Yeah.
Fan mail.
Has it been a week?
September 20th. Yes, it's been a week.
What the hell were we doing last week? Wait. What day does this... How many...
What
the hell? What day is it today?
October 3rd?
So we totally missed a week.
Yeah, we did.
How the hell did we miss a week?
I don't know.
It only felt like last week I was here.
I know.
What the hell were we...
I don't know. Don't question it. So we're going to be talking about new releases like we always do. News, fan mail. We got fan mail.
Alright.
We're going to be talking about... that's it. No, we also have... Because I couldn't think of a topic... Because I never got Resident Evil 5 like I was hoping to.
Six.
Which one were we on? Six?
Six.
I never got that for review like I was hoping for. But we had a contest.
And I won.
And you won. So congratulations to
you. Thank
you. All you gotta do is... we had a contest that I randomly decided to do. All you have to do is like us on Facebook. And you would have been randomly entered into a draw to randomly win. So we're gonna be doing a draw out of a hat like we did with Kingdom Hearts last time. So we'll see what happens. And
you guys missed your chance.
You did.
Today's a draw. That's it.
Today's a draw. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
So
you could have won.
It was like a 5-day contest thing.
Yeah,
really
and you would have. That was it. You could have made it.
No, but we had like 12 entries, or 13.
That's not a lot, really. Like,
well, I know.
We had a lot of hits, but
yeah.
You know,
I got, you know,
think of it like if you enter.
Fair, not a lot of people know who we are, and a lot of people probably thought it was a scam. Because we're like, give me away Resident Evil 6 before the game's even out. Listen, I got that thing with my own money, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, donate to the site. That'd be great.
They should have entered. Period. Whoever's listening should have entered. If, let's say, we got 15 people here. If you entered, you're 1 in, 15 chance of winning. It's pretty good odds.
And as our topic for this week, I couldn't think of anything for the life of me because I've been busy with work and you've been busy with
something. Apparently.
So I checked out this thing on Tumblr, 30 Days of Gaming.
All right.
It's pretty much for a day, what would you do? Like, they ask questions. But instead of doing 30 days, I thought we just ask the questions to each other.
30 Days of Gaming?
So it's like question number 1, most annoying character. Question number 2, favorite character. Question number, like, stuff like that. So I thought we'd just go back and forth.
We could. I still don't get the title, though. Is that reference to some other kind of famous game?
I just saw
like
it
on 20 questions or
I
something?
Saw, yeah, pretty much. I saw it on some Tumblr thing. So I was like, hey, that looks like
that
a good question to ask.
That sounds interesting, all
right. But before we get there, what games have you been playing?
Just Guild Wars 2 as usual.
All right.
Just a few changes here and there.
Cool.
And finally played maybe about an hour and a half of Borderlands 2.
Oh, finally.
It's pretty good.
Yeah? Is it better than the first one?
Yeah. They have a lot of very funny humor in it. A lot of references in it, a lot more guns, and they included this thing, because in Borderlands 1, you know how when you completed those challenges, you just got, like, experience or whatever?
Yeah.
They added something called Badass Ranks, so every time you complete a challenge, it adds, like, a certain points into the Badass Rank, and you use those coins to unlock kind of, like, a boost across your whole account.
Yeah.
So, like, let's say you defeated the boss without taking any hits, that's one of the challenges. Let's say you get, like, a coin for that. When you select to use the coin, there's a choice as where do you want to put it into. Grenade damage, health, blah, 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 whatever, right? Just it randomly pops up out of, like, 5 choices.
Okay.
And let's say you put into damage. The first coin brings it up to 1%, so you do 1% damage extra, right?
Okay.
You can do that. You can keep adding coins into these badass ranks throughout the game. And let's say you completed all your challenges. You can either start again and continue adding the points, or if you created a new account or a new character, those points, continue over. So let's say I'm playing as a soldier right now. If I beat the game, let's say that I have 30 points and I put all the points into health,
yeah.
For example, and I did all the challenges. I'm done as my soldier. The whole game's complete. Nothing else to do. If I start playing, let's say, as Zero, the assassin, starting off the game, all those, like, 30 points in health that I put in from the other character is continued on to zero.
So it's like, oh, it's kind so of like a new game plus kind of thing, I guess.
Kind of, in a way, yes.
Kind of, but not really.
Yeah, kind of, not really. It's just a small little bonus. It's not like it's like 100% extra damage. It's just like, I don't know, so far I've only gone up to 3%, let's say, damage.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's putting a lot of coins into it. I'm almost done all the challenges, so I wonder what the limit is, but you could continue to add more and more and more, so don't know.
Does that have a better single player? Because I know that's the thing I hated about Borderlands 1 was the single. You had to play that game with friends. By yourself was
incredibly
tedious.
Well, then this game's probably
tedious.
Not for you, because this game is meant to be with friends. Again, the whole advertisement is like, bring your friends.
I don't have that many friends who play games. Yeah. And not only that, I don't have that much time. But we're not going to be as down as we were last podcast. Last podcast, we were like, I got nothing I'm looking forward to. Because fucking Corey. And I blame Corey for his, like...
For him being mugged?
For him being mugged. He was all depressed and shit. So,
But I'm enjoying I didn't get too far. I met... Like, the characters are from the first game and are in there. You meet up with them.
Yeah.
So, you know, you... They acknowledge the fact that the first game was kind of weird or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it's just interesting seeing familiar faces, like Claptrap and stuff like that.
Oh, Claptrap's on it.
Yeah, yeah, it's just the fact...
It's rare to make a new character likable, like Claptrap.
It's true, yeah.
So, I mean...
But this game, it's like almost like the first one, just slightly upgraded. I haven't found the DLC one where it's like from EB Games where it's like the battle arena or something like that. I haven't found
it. Well, I had a call. I gave it to you. What did that do?
Yeah. I didn't answer that. I'm probably going to give that away next week.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. Unless you want it.
I know. I don't have Borderlands.
Yeah, well, I can save it until you get it.
Nah,
right? Like, I already... mine was supposed to come up with some sort of like blood arena or something. I don't know how to access it. I don't know if it's part of the game or not.
Okay.
Who knows? But, yeah, it's fun. It is. I'm enjoying it, but I just haven't dedicated a lot of time into it. I'm only, like, level 11.
Nice.
It's pretty low, actually.
Very nice.
Right, yeah.
Cool.
So that's it. So I'm getting blank.
Wow,
nothing,
nice.
Nothing really.
Cool.
Damn, we really missed a week?
Yeah, we missed a week. I know, it's fucked up, right?
So it's like 2 weeks. What the hell have I been doing?
Well, I've been playing a couple of games. First off, you and I have been playing a game together. Draw something.
Oh, draw something.
On, on the mobile device. You've been playing it on Android. I've been playing it on iPhone.
I'm surprised it allows each other to play.
I know. It's a cross-platform game.
That's right.
And it's
free. Borderlands 2 was supposed to be cross-platforming.
Really?
Yeah. But they ended up scrapping it. They said they don't think that it's just quite there yet.
That would
kinda
be
wish
cool
it was.
Because
Peter bought it for the PC, and he's like, oh, buy for the PC. I went, So, like, it would have been nice to have been able to play cross-platforming.
Yeah. Oh, well. All the PlayStation people who can't communicate. Ha, ha, ha. Look at you.
You can't communicate.
I'm joking. I'm just giving a slag on PlayStation. Right. I was rambling Draw Something a lot, which is surprisingly addicting, although I got tired of it already.
No, did you? Yeah, no, it's because you haven't replied in, like, 600 hours.
Yeah, well, you take a long time to draw. You're, like, really detailed. And I'm, like, a two-year-old trying to, like, go to the bathroom and, you know, finish your drawing. Just do it fast and then go to the bathroom. That was a fun game.
Yeah, it's fun. I still play it.
I've also been playing. Oh, I bought. I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but I got Skyrim.
You told me you just didn't mention
on
to
the podcast.
Audience.
Yeah, so I got Skyrim because I've heard nothing but good things about it, and I'm like, I want to get Skyrim. And I got it for a really good price. Some of the perks working at a retail store.
Yeah.
So I got it for a good price, and I put Skyrim in, and I was like, right on. Like, you know, I dig this. You know, it's fantasy. It's not really my thing. Right.
Got bored of it quick.
No, I was playing it. And I was like, man, this game really reminds me of Fallout.
All right.
So then
so
I
you
put
it
in Fallout. I get to do playing New Vegas. I kind of fucked myself in New Vegas.
Yeah, you were mentioning it to me.
Yeah, I kind of really fucked up again. It's sort of the game's fault, but sort of mine, mostly mine, not the game's fault at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Spoilers, you could even, the guy who shoots you at the beginning of the game, you can when you find him, you can kill him or save him and then tie him, work together to kill, I forget what they're called, the tribe.
Bad people.
The bad people, they're... The Legion, they're dicks, I think. I think it's Legion. Anyways, they crucify people, right?
Yeah.
They're fucked up. So anyways, I was like, you know, fine, I'll untie you, and then you and I together.
As a team.
As we'll
one.
Kill the whole fucking army, right? Nope. So I untie the guy, he dies. Like, no, God, that defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get out of there as fast as I can. My dog dies.
No, not your dog.
Half robot, half dog. He dies.
Is that a choice?
You can make different, like, all partners right. throughout the game. And then the other girl, who the whole time I protected her, like, 20 times because I fucked up on another mission where she kept dying. She died.
Oh, nice.
So
you're all alone.
So, but the thing is, I could always reload, right?
Yeah, all right, yeah, I
unless
guess.
You leave
an area,
which auto-saves. So, when I go outside, I was like, aha, like, oh, no, they're dead. And then a bunch of people came out still, because just because you left doesn't mean they can't come after you.
Yeah.
So they came after me, and there's no way out, and I die. So I'm like, all right, that's fine. I'll just kill the guy instead of, you know, freeing him. Nope, the game saved as I was leaving.
Oh, nice.
So everything, and you know, I have this bad habit of not saving games. I just let it autosave.
Yeah.
Which is bad. I should always make a backup save. So every time
especially before a decision.
Yeah, yeah. So every time I start a game, it's not like it's saving my death like it did before. Which
yeah,
is the reason
yeah,
why
it's just saving at a very hard part.
It's just a terrible decision I made, just like in real life where I just do nothing but bad choices. Yeah, so now my comrades are dead. The guy's dead. The whole tribe hates me, and because when you go in there, they take your weapons to make sure you don't
yep.
go.
So they have
so
it.
So I got nothing.
Oh, nice.
And there's like I don't know, hundreds of them who just easily kill me, and I can't escape, because by the time I run, they keep throwing spears at me.
Yep.
And, yeah, so I'm pretty much done with the game right now.
For now. So back to Skyrim.
I completed Kingdom Hearts 3DS, finally.
About time.
Finally completed it. I was on this last boss for about 2 days. Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
2 days. So I was playing a game, made it to the last boss, and he just whipped my ass. The point of this boss is, like, you don't attack him. You gotta, as you attack him and make the health go down.
Yeah.
Like a little 3DS touchscreen thing comes up that you have to use, right?
To hurt him.
Well, you have to stop time. When you stop time, that's when you're actually hurting him.
Oh, so the whole entire time you're hitting him, you do nothing.
Nothing. So you're just breaking the shell. As
okay.
It was. So then but if you miss that, you gotta fight him again.
What,
so that
shell regenerates?
Yeah. So
oh, nice.
he appears again before you can fight the real him, right? So finally, after, you know, after a day of level grinding, going back to previous levels and, you know, just grinding as much as I can, I beat him. This is at 1 o'clock in the morning. I was like, right on. I enjoyed
time
it.
Time to go to bed.
Yeah, time to go to bed. But this is an RPG. So, like,
so it's not over
no,
yet.
No, of course not. There's another form of him, even stronger form. So, but I killed him.
The second one?
The second one.
Okay, nice.
Beat him.
But it's still an RPG.
It's still an RPG, mind
it's not
you.
Over
so
yet.
After like another 20-minute cutscene, oh, let's go, Sora. Like, you know, it goes on for a long time. And then it's like, wait, you mean it's not the end? No, of course not. It's not. So that massive, massive boss at the end, that was so hard. And again, remember how I told you I hate bosses that you have to wait?
In what sense?
It's not about me just attacking. You do a little stupid animation I have to watch until something happens.
All right.
So, like, oh, you know, there's a pattern. So, first he shoots fireball, attack, spikes, attack, and then for some reason you fuck up, and then you die. So you
and
start
then fireball.
And then, yeah, exactly. So you got to go through all those patterns again, and of course he shoots you away from him, so, because it's 3D, so, you
yeah.
know. Whoa. He shoots you away, so then you got to run towards him again, dodging all these patterns. I'm like, ah, if you were just like attack, I would have beaten you.
Yeah.
Anyways, I finally beat the guy. And
but it's an RPG, so.
No, I actually finally beat him, and then, you know, the game, you know, ends. It kind of ties things up nicely,
all
I'd
right.
say. And then at the end there, when you're like doing a free fall during the credits, because the 3DS does this, you actually play around during the credits.
All right.
You're falling, and there's letters of the credits, like of the people who made the game, that glow.
Okay.
And I'm like, obviously, if you collect the letters, a message spells out at the bottom, right?
Just like the other one.
Well, the other one's going to have it, but there's a secret ending kind of thing, right?
All
right. So, you know, I'm collecting the letters, and, you know, so far, all I have at the bottom is, like, hidden mess A-E. Obviously, I'm missing a G.
Yeah.
So, I see the G, and I fucking have a brain for it, and I miss it. So I didn't get the secret ending. But it's like, come on, I know what it says. The quote at the bottom, it still says secret message.
Massage, right?
Massage, yeah. Anyways, I found out what the secret message is. It's just talking about the HD version. Because it's like an old world rewritten in fucking detail and shit. I'm like, all right. I looked it up.
And you're going to buy it.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it. But I looked it up because I'm like, no, I'm not going to not know what the secret ending is because I missed a stupid letter. So I played Kingdom Hearts 3DS.
Was it challenging to get these letters?
No, I was
or
just,
was it just like,
I was
right
just
in
bored
front of you
and tired.
You
it was in front of me and I had like, duh, don't miss the letter. Oh, you missed the letter, stupid. So after that, I was pretty much done. Like I had nothing on playing on console and all that. And I had nothing to play on portable. But Resident Evil 6 was coming out.
And
I'm going to choke on myself. But in order to hype myself for the release of Resident Evil 6, I wanted to go back and play the previous Resident Evil games.
Okay.
So my Resident Evil 1 is on my DS, which is unfortunately out of order right now. My regular DS.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Deadly Silence, as it's called. It's the first one revamped on the DS.
Okay, okay.
Resident Evil 2, I played not too long ago. I played it with Chris, I think, or whoever the fuck the character is. Because you have two characters to choose from.
Yeah.
Right? And then Resident Evil 3, I'm playing Nemesis. Love it. Fucking love it. I'm playing the PSP because I can take it with me when I go to work.
When you go to the bathroom, too.
Yeah, when I go to the bathroom as well. So I'm playing these games, I'm like, you were so good. Like, mind you, it's not as good as we remember, like, graphic-wise and loading-wise.
Well, graphics would never be as good.
Or even loading-wise, because a lot of the scares, it's like, like you're walking into a room and then fucking everything stops. The fire in the background stops and then loading. Like something breaks out of a window and I'm like, oh, well, that would have been scary if I didn't have to wait. And there's no disc. So it's like, that's just the way the game was. There's no loading of a disc. It's just, that's the way the game is. Which I, playing back these games compared to like Resident Evil 4 and 5, it's very, very, very puzzle focused. I completely forgot it's puzzle focused.
Yeah,
entirely puzzle focused.
Resident Evil 2 was hard for me in regards to the puzzles.
I find half a lion. What the fuck are you talking about?
The jewel of the red pebble.
Yeah,
what the fuck does that even mean?
Stupid. Like, I found a book and I put it in a statue, and the statue turned around and I had a battery, and that battery I brought into a place that brought me downstairs, that brought me to a crank, that brought me to another place.
Clock
the crank
tower
broke.
To crank
it. The crank broke, and then I found a gem, put that in the clock tower. Those gates open, found a wrench. What did I do with the wrench? Go back to the crank to use that at the gas station.
Because they're
cut
broken,
scene, explosion happens, you go this way.
Is that Resident Evil 3?
That's Resident Evil 3.
Oh, yeah, because I can't remember that whole entire scene.
Then
you
go to the train station, and then a guy's talking to you. He's on the floor lying down. He's like, oh, I feel sick. So you're like, I'm going to start this train. I can't look down. Where? That's weird. There's a fuse missing, a battery missing, and mixed oil. Well, I have the canister of oil, but I can't mix it because I don't have the other one. Oh, I go this way. I find another battery. Put it in there. You're still missing the fuse. Find a fuse. Put it in there. Okay, what else do you need? Oh, oil. Okay, go back down the ladder. Go back down the ladder. Go there. Find the floor. Put it there. Hey, save. Oh, no. The floor's collapsing. Now you're in the sewer for some reason. That's exactly the part I'm at right now. Where this giant warm thing just keeps attacking me.
Yeah.
And I can't beat it for the life of me. Well, mind you, I did beat it. And then I was like in the train. And then, what's that noise? Stars. Nemesis just showed up. And I'm like,
punch you in the head.
I mean, it's cool. Like, let's do this. Grenade launcher. He holds me. And then the game fades to white. And I'm like, what? I died? And I'm like, where did I save? Oh, fuck. All the way before the warm and all that shit.
Oh, man.
Which brings me to another point. I like playing games on hard mode. We're both the same. We like a challenge.
Just get it out of the way.
But hard mode on Resident Evil 3 means, hey, here's 5 ink ribbons. Good luck using it all. Because you have to collect ink ribbons.
Yeah, to save.
Which is fine. Like, I don't mind that. But I mind it when I'm playing it as a portable system. Because I'm going to save a lot. Because I got to turn it off and shit like that, right?
Unless you're playing it at home.
Unless you're playing at home where you have more time to relax and shit. But I'm playing this on a bus and all that. And you can put it in sleep mode when my PSP's old. So the battery's like, don't do that. So I have to play on easy mode. Which gives you unlimited ink ribbons, which is cool. But, hey, here's a grenade launcher. Here's a shotgun. You need handgun? Here's Herb. It's like, no, you're defeating the purpose of the game. I want to have little
easy.
Ammo. Yeah, it's kind of too easy. But still, I'm still enjoying it, and I plan to play all of them because I plan to get Resident Evil 6 Archive. Mind you, I could care less about the game itself, Resident Evil 6. But Archive for the Xbox comes with Resident Evil 4 HD.
All right.
Resident Evil Code Veronica HD.
All right.
Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition. So
I never
traded
beat Code Veronica.
I've had it for the PS2 a long time. I still have it, actually. It's on the shelf, which is stupid because I'm getting it again. And I also have Resident Evil 4 for the Wii. It's stupid because I'm getting it again. And it also comes with Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition. So I got rid of my Resident Evil 5 copy because I'm going to get it again, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, and it comes with Resident Evil Generation movie. And I'm like, ah, fuck that. I don't care about that. It's all downloadable. The PS3 version, Anthology, actually comes with all of them.
Just all of them.
Except for Code Veronica.
Still pretty good.
It comes with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 5's Gold Edition. So it comes with all of them.
It's
I'm like,
pretty
that
good.
Is perfect. And I would have got that if I really didn't have 2 and 3 downloaded from PS Network.
Yeah, but same price.
Yeah, I know, but I already have those games. Like, I want the games I don't have, which is Resident Evil 4 and Code Veronica. And 5 now, technically.
PS3, you would have had all of them except for Code Veronica.
Yeah, but I already have all of them except for Code Veronica. I already have 2 and 3.
But you're missing one.
I have one on DS. I could always buy it later. It's only $10. Anyway, so that's the games I've been playing. Not too much. What do you plan to play? Just some more Borderlands, I guess?
Hopefully trying to, but most of my time has been consumed in Guild Wars.
Mm.
Still a good game.
I plan to play Resident Evil 3, and for the portable, I want to play Revelations again.
All right.
Because I...
Did you end up beating that one?
I beat it, yeah. All right. I liked it. I liked it a lot, 3DS. And then, obviously, I plan to get Archives tomorrow, so I can do a review on it, which will be coming up for the site soon. So our games that came out for this week, or last week, I should say, first of new releases. Ready?
Yeah, because apparently we missed a week.
We missed a week. Testament of Sherlock Holmes for PC.
I don't know.
FIFA Soccer 13. Oh, soccer! That came out last week as well.
Sold quickly.
Oh, yeah. FIFA's better than Pro Evolution for some reason. World of Warcraft, Mists of Pandaria, which is, I work at a retail store, so I had to be there for, like, the
release. Yeah.
Stupid. First off, I was thinking about it. World of Warcraft, Mists of Pandaria is an expansion pack, right?
Yeah.
Which means you need...
World of Warcraft.
Catalyst.
Catalyst.
You need
Catalyst.
That.
Catalyst.
Cataclysm.
Who knows?
Yeah, you need that, right?
I'm not too sure.
No, you do. It says on the box, like, you need this expansion, play this expansion.
All right.
Before that, you need World of Warcraft.
So, damn, holy crap, you need the expansion to play an expansion?
Yeah, and also, like, in order to go here, I believe you have to be at a certain level, which means you got to grind the fuck out of it, right?
Or, well, I guess this game's meant for more of those players who've already been playing World of Warcraft since it came out.
Which is why it didn't do so well. Dead or Alive 5 came out, and my question was, this is still a Dead or Alive series? Yeah. Pro Evolution Soccer 2013 came out, which nobody cared, apparently. Hell yeah, Wrath of Dead Rabbit came out, getting a 4.0. Nice job. And that was all that came out last week. This week, the games that came out were a little bit better, I'd say.
Were they?
You have NBA 2K13, which I absolutely hate the cover. And something I don't understand about this cover is that it says executive produced by Jay-Z.
Really?
Now, I don't know if it's just me, but what does that mean?
Executive produced. Doesn't he own a team?
Probably. I don't know. I don't follow basketball.
I don't follow Jay-Z.
But it says executive produced by Jay-Z. What does that mean? Shouldn't it be executive producer Jay-Z? What is he executive produced? What does that mean? I'm so mind fucked by this whole, like, little thing.
Someone send us mail and explain it, because I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand that. And, like, that's a selling point. I'm like, why the hell? Who cares if Jay-Z executive produced this game?
I don't know what it means.
Yeah, I don't like the cover of any sports games. Any of them. They're all awful.
They're usually the stars of the time.
Yeah, but they have such stupid faces on. Like the Madden 13 one, the guy's like, looking back, like he's terrified of the ball.
That's probably how he looked like when he went to go catch it.
Yeah, and then these ones have all of them with like a duh face on them as they're dunking the ball. The soccer one, that guy has a stupid haircut. Like, I just hate the covers. And all it is just that, like, a hockey card that they put a crazy Photoshop thing in the back. That's all it is. It's
pretty
like
much.
A guy playing soccer. Like, it's, yeah. Command and Conquer, the Ultimate Collection came out.
That sounds nice.
17 titles for $40.
$40.
That's 17 titles.
I know, but realistically, if I bought that, how many of those games would I actually play?
It depends if you're a big fan.
You know what I mean? Like, I am a fan. I would rather, like, I don't know. Oh, man, that game came out.
Yeah, what game?
Right here, Anno 2070.
Never heard of it.
Well, Peter just bought Anno 2050. It's kind of like SimCity kind of thing, except different. So they've already released the second one.
Anyways, another game that came out, which really bummed me out, was Art Academy Lessons for Everyone on the 3DS.
All right.
Now, the DS has been home to some of the worst titles ever.
All right.
Like, there were really good ones, but they were really, like, shit, my Imagination Dolls, my fucking Imagination Babysitter, my Fury, like, stuff like that. I'm just like, wait, what happened to the official Nintendo seal?
Yeah, this is, like, more of games you get on your iPhone app.
Yeah.
For $1.
But, I mean, it's Art Academy. First off, it's going to probably be $30.
To draw.
And it's, like, it's not a game, per se. I know it's, like, for old people and young people, but, like, the 3DS just came out last year. Give it time before you start throwing out these shitty... Like, the Wii is completely filled with these shitty games. Just awful, awful games. And they're coming out with Crosswords next week. Crosswords on your 3DS.
Why not? Instead of getting it from the free newspaper you get every morning.
But put that in the Brain Age, at least. Come out with Brain Age, like they did with Sudoku in the Brain Age. Like, do that. Don't release it on its own. And Angry Birds Trilogy came out on 2 weeks ago. Angry Birds Trilogy was $40 for the Xbox and PS3.
It's the best game ever.
Now, it was $40 for a game that's $1 and sometimes free on your iPhone. But you're thinking, well, Kevin, I want to play at home and get achievements, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know,
not achievement supported.
What about when, no, it is. But what about when you want to play on the bus ride home?
On your Xbox.
No, or your 3DS. It came out on the 3DS as well, with Street Pass exclusive content. On the 3DS, $30. It's a portable device. You already have an iPhone and Android for that. It's $1. I don't understand how people were buying that.
Maybe it's just meant to target people who don't have iPhones, like kids who don't, even though almost every kid has an iPhone, but maybe it's just to target them.
I just thought it was like a waste. I'm like, ugh. I only have so much space on my 3DS shelf, and I got to put Angry Birds there among games. These two actually really got me happy. Sonic Adventure 2 came out on Xbox Live and PlayStation Network.
Thanks.
Which I will get.
You probably already own it.
I never played Sonic Adventure 2. That was the one for Dreamcast, so I never played that one. That's the one when Shadow appears. And also, Nights in the Dreams, we both had that on the Saturn.
Is this
that's
just an
the
import?
Original one. It's a port, yeah. It's an HD version of it. That's the original, not the fucking terrible Wii version. And the two big games that came out this week was NBA 2K13, like I mentioned, and obviously Resident Evil 6, which on GameSpot got 4.5.
That's not good.
It's been getting a lot of mixed reviews on this game. So my response was, I don't care. I want Resident Evil Code Veronica.
Yeah.
But you
also want a woman blowing a giraffe.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. That cover, you can't
unsee
it.
Like, I can't unsee it.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. We also got fan mail, so should we read this first?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. This is, oh, man, my heart race when I read this. Hey, guys, it's...
Anna!
So we're looking at each other. Anna's back. It's been so long since I've been able to email you guys. I've started college.
Yay! Education's important.
Yes.
Yay.
I have a boyfriend now.
Yeah, boyfriends are important.
He is as much of a nerd as I am. Lol. Good, good. My girlfriend doesn't give a shit about games, so.
I have my girlfriend neither.
I have a job that wants me to work way too much for my own good, and I am the head of the group that wants to go to Otakon next year. What's Otakon?
Snake.
Otakon! Anna's coming to you. It's like, oh, Snake! Ah! Sorry, I'm doing that Metal Gear. Awesome. Never mind. So I've been planning for that as well. So much shit has been going on in my life, both good and bad, and I hope that you guys have been able to have a pretty chill time in person to meet. Oh, Hannah.
We're so chill.
Yeah. Can we be any more chill? No, life gets harder. I hope everything calms down soon, lol. Here are some questions for you, though. Apple versus Android, which and why? I think you and I both have the same answer to this.
I would go with Android.
Well, I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah. Anyways, I would like to get Apple, but, you know, with them being unfair with their pricing and their restrictions on owning one of their phones, even though they have a larger market for apps, I haven't had any issues with my Android phone at all.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice. I like the way it goes.
I have an Apple iPhone. I have an Apple as well.
Oh, nice.
I have an iPhone, and I like it. I like the 3GS. Mind you, the iOS 6 really fucked it up.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, you're not supposed to... I think they did it on purpose, because they're like, oh, your phone's fucked now. That means you need a new one, right?
Oh, the new iPhone.
I would still get an iPhone 4S or a 4, because I put too much money into apps and games, because I like independent games.
They don't want
to
lose it?
I don't want to lose it. Like, I easily spent $50 on games alone, right?
Yeah.
And I like it for that reason, because there are a lot of good games, like Max Payne's on there, Resident Evil's on there. There's a lot of good games on there. And, but the iPhone 5 I will never get.
Yeah, their choice on how to advance in their technology was pretty lame.
Yeah, and I really like the Android because you could do emulators on it.
Pretty much. It's one of the free apps.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Super Nintendo emulator.
I'm behind that 100%.
Android, I guess what I support with the Android is the fact that it's like Android technology, it's up to you to, like, you know, how you want to edit it and create it type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, kind of, it's open, and where Apple's like, nope, this is the way it is. Sorry, you can't even remove the battery, nor can you do anything with a hard drive. Oh, you don't like an 8GB iPhone? Oh, here's 20 apps. Like, I don't have enough space. Oh, well.
Well, buy iPhone 5.
Yeah,
it's larger.
And I also don't like the fact that they changed their plug on the iPhone 5.
Yeah, it's just a big money-grabbing scheme. Yeah. Like, I don't think it's... Well, you're an Apple, like an iPhone user. Do you have any problems with the cord?
Yeah, I have 5 of them.
No, but like when you plug it in, is it like, oh God, why do you take so long? I wish it was digital.
No.
Oh, so then why the hell would they make it such a fucking digital?
I don't know, especially since like the iPad and the iPhone uses all that, and it brings up the question for those people who bought the docks.
Yeah, like the Boss dock system.
Yeah, and stuff like that, right? So, I mean, I would go with Android now. I am an iPhone user, but to be fair, let's just all go with Nokia. They were never bad.
Yeah.
I played a roulette game on one. Favorite obscure food that not a lot of people know about. I would have to say I love snails. I love snails. I love eating snails.
Favorite? That's hard to tell.
Like, if you put a bowl of snails in front of me, I'll grab a toothpick and those fuckers up, man.
I eat snails. They're not bad. I don't know any other obscure food.
Cool. Favorite new TV show? Well, I just finished watching Breaking Bad. I'm all caught up in that show, which I absolutely fucking love that show right now. I'm even listening to the Breaking Bad podcast. Like, I love it so much. I like listening to the behind the scenes. I'm also a major nerd, so I do that a lot. And also, I just got into Modern Family, which is really funny.
Never heard of it.
Modern Family has Bundy's in it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, it's nice. Really funny. Like, I can't even think of anything. It's one of those shows where you watch. Although, we're watching the show because it's filmed in, like, mockumentary style, like The Office.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, in The Office, it is a documentary behind working in this.
Yeah, at an office.
In Modern Family, there is no explanation. And that always bothers me. I was asking my girlfriend, like, who are they talking to? They never, like, say why there's a crew there. They acknowledge the crew. They talk to the camera.
So they know the crew is there.
But... Yeah, but they don't... When they talk to the camera, it's like, what's this for? Who's recording you? What's going on?
But, maybe you missed the very first episode.
I did. I know, I did watch it, but they don't explain. Like, The Office, like, they acknowledge the cameras. Sometimes they want the cameras to be there in the same room, right? And, and the Community, obviously. I start getting the Community.
I just saw episode of Community yesterday.
Funny, eh?
Where the girl said bagel.
A bagel. She's Canadian. Bagel.
I don't watch a lot of TV. I mostly a lot of cooking shows, but I guess I'm enjoying Community. I just saw one episode, and I want to see more, so I would probably say that one.
Right on. Favorite old show that you wish they would bring back? Truthfully, Reboot.
Alf. No, Reboot. That should be Reboot.
Yeah. Like, I love Reboot, and it's probably Canadian. Thank you. Can you dance to Gangnam Style? My friend Yomi danced to it in front of some people at my college. I just found out what that was. Yeah. I've heard about it.
I don't know how you didn't really catch on to that.
It's because I don't. I'm very like, I don't know, my rebellious side goes sometimes where I'm just like, ah, it's popular. I don't want to get into that, like, whole bio thing. And I looked it up the other day. It is a good song. It's pretty catchy.
It's catchy, yeah.
I don't know if people are actually, like, liking the way his dances, or it's one of those, like, you know, William Hung kind of thing.
No, it definitely isn't a William Hung thing.
Because, like,
even I know the dance. So, yes, to answer your question, I can dance the Gangnam Style.
I tried. I'm not gonna lie. I did try. Like, one, left, right, left. I don't fucking know. But, I just heard about it, and, I know there's, like, flash dances all over the place that are happening. And it is a decent song,
though. Someone did a Deadpool version of
that. Oh, that's awesome.
And someone also did a Klingon version of it, but they actually sang the song in Klingon.
Oh, my God. I love those guys.
I'm like, I don't understand how you could do that.
Considering things in Korea.
Yeah, it's like, first of all, you not only translate that, you sang Klingon to a language in Star Trek. I'm like, oh, God.
It's like learning a sign language for a different language. It's like, is sign language in English, or?
I don't know.
That's a good question. Like,
no, I think it's its own language.
Is it
I think it's
language?
A universal language, yeah.
It's like a dog's bark. Like, yeah. Le meow.
But no, but the Gangnam Style with Klingon, it was like, they made their own words, but it was like, ah, that was pretty good.
That's cool. And here's the answer to your question last week. We asked, are you getting tired of games? I haven't really found any games worth playing for me, mainly because I don't have any really new systems, and I still don't have a computer. I have the DS Okamedan game. Which
is that the dog game?
The dog game, the wolf thing. And it's an amazing game, but I need to sit down and play it and absorb what's going on. But I don't really have the time. Well, welcome to college. Hopefully I'll be able to email you for every episode from now on, Anna. Anna, I'm so glad you fucking responded.
So
I was so
glad
worried.
You got a boyfriend, you got into school, your life is going forward.
I thought our 100th podcast honestly scared you away. Because, yeah, we got some bad responses to that 100th podcast. But whatever, I did it. I am not ashamed.
It's over.
Thank you very much, Anna. That's awesome. I'm glad to have you back. I'm glad to see that you're back on track. And,
see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week. I was going to say, yeah, so we're going to make this podcast short again. An hour and a half.
We'll try.
The target's an hour and a half.
It's going to get to 2.5 hours now that you mentioned it.
So up next, news, because I got to go check out my chicken.
It's burning.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, this is AJ LoCascio, the voice of Marty McFly, and you're listening to the Paranerds Podcast.
We are back. That was actually you, not me.
Yeah, I know.
So we're back, and now we are now in...
News.
News! First off, PlayStation All-Stars, no more new characters. All the characters has been revealed for Sony PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
Are we going to go down the list?
Yes, because there's only 20. So keep in mind that All-Star could easily add additional characters via downloadable content, so this doesn't necessarily mean the roster will stay at 20 forever. For now, though, at launch, you have the following options. Big Daddy.
Okay.
Cole McGrath.
I don't know who that guy is.
I guess from Infamous.
Alright.
And fucking Mortal Kombat style, here's a Ninja Swap palette. Evil Cole McGrath.
Nice, because, you know, the same guy isn't...
Yeah, I know. It's like Star Fox and fucking Wolf. Colonel Raddick. I don't know who that is. Dante. From Devil May Cry. Fat nice. Princess from Fat Princess. Hayachi Mishima, I don't know who that is.
Neither do I.
Jack and Dexter.
Alright.
Kratos.
Okay.
From God of War. Nariko, I don't know who he is.
Neither do I.
Nathan Drake from Uncharted.
Evil Nathan Drake.
Parappa the Rapper from Parappa the Rapper. Raiden from Metal Gear. Ratchet and Clank. Sackboy from Little Big Planet. Sir Daniel Fortesque, which is fucking, that's the guy from Medieval. I think so.
I don't know.
Sly Cooper. Oh, that's so cool to see him there. I like that guy.
Sly Cooper?
No, Sir Daniel Fortesque. I think that's him. I think it's him.
No, Spike.
Spike, I don't know. Sweet Tooth, his name is Needles Kane. Damn it. And Toro.
Yeah, but when he has the mask and everything, is he Sweet Tooth now?
No, he's still Needles Kane. His car is called Sweet Tooth.
Alright.
It's like Darkseid. Her name's not Darkseid. It's
Banana
Dollface. Alright, that's it.
Not bad.
Not
a bad selection.
20 characters. You know they're going to give you a lot of DLC. And you know I'm probably going to get the game regardless. Hey, hackers leak tons of unreleased Xbox Live Arcade game.
Good. Anything good? No. Damn, we're going to be disappointed. Oh, my God!
Yeah. That was such a good response. So there's a leaked Xbox Live Arcade cover art gallery. Some games are discovered. Girl Fights.
Good fapping material.
Retro City Rampage, which was a game I heard about, which I am looking forward to.
Is that the DeLorean?
And the DeLorean, it's the Nintendo gun, it's the Nintendo seal. So it's a very big throwback to the thing. And the thing that you said, oh my god, for was
Toe Jam and Earl, baby.
Both of them. Oh, yeah. It's a vintage thing, so that's awesome.
I'll get that. I don't care what the price is. $20.
Help me God. If they don't have online multiplayer, I will write a letter.
I will be very upset. I will be very, very... This is the one game we were praying for.
Forever. Since we were a kid.
And now...
Both of us were one kid.
we were once one. And if they do release it and they do not have online play, I'm not gonna get if they don't, because I don't want to play alone.
Because, so help me God, Scott Pilgrim did not have online play, and that's fine.
I'll live if I have to wait two more years.
That's fine.
For online play, we waited
for like 18 years for this one game to come out.
Since we separated.
Yeah, since
from
we,
being one.
When we didn't, as soon as we stopped playing the Sega Genesis together, that's when we're like, hey, we wanted back.
You even got it for the 360. Xbox.
Oh yeah, I got the Toe Jam and Earl 3, and God...
That was a disappointment, but it brought memories, hoping for this one. Yeah,
so all we want is Toe Jam and Earl with online play. Please, no HD. It's vintage, so it won't be HD. It'd be a port.
Even if it was HD, that'd be nice, but still.
But still, so help me God, if I see single player and local...
Co-op?
I will write a... I will write so hard that I'll be scratching the desk in blood.
You would just send them the desk.
I'll be like, look what you did to me. Oh,
and I would be upset. Yeah. Clearly, this is something I'm looking for. I'm wide awake now. I'm not even tired and sleepy anymore.
There's a lot of games.
Forget everything else. I don't give two shits anymore.
That's all.
We're going to come on anyways.
The only thing that matters, we're going to get disappointed now. So the only thing that matters is...
Well, wait. We don't know. Have you seen the rest?
I have not seen the Harp Wars.
No. Happy Wars. That's the game that I'm playing.
Saints Row Money Shot?
That's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah. Skulls of the Shogun.
Happy Wars is going to be a good game when it comes out.
What do you like? He's gonna be big that one day. That kid's gonna be big. Hey, WrestleFest. That looks terrible. It's not WWF. So
also the end.
Naughty Bear. That was a good series. Series 3, big fucking edition. Right on. Cool Nation. Dollar Dash. That's an old title that he remade. Pit. Huh.
I don't know what that is.
They're gonna make it. Guardians of Middle Earth.
Lord of the Rings. All right.
Karateka. It looks awesome. Looks like anime. I like that. Worms of Revolution. Vessel, looks like Limbo.
Limbo 2.
Yeah. Double Dragon Neon, which came out already. Which I think it
really... Yeah, you're right. I'm totally, disappointed now.
Yeah, so Toe Jam and Earl is the only game that we're really, really...
Really? I got a tattoo waiting for the date. When's it going to be released? Actually, it doesn't say the date.
Yeah.
Now they're going to cancel it. Fine, we're canceling it all.
I can see that happening. Earning achievements now unlocks discounts on Xbox Live Marketplace.
Man.
So,
I'm glad that I didn't have to start from the beginning.
I know, yeah.
From now on, any achievements you get will get the titles.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I submit it, it's like, oh, you got all three of them. I'm like, oh, nice, thank you.
So if you get 3,999, whatever, you have a contender unlocked, which gets you the reward of a special gift during your birthday month. The special gift has an asterisk, which means it could be anything from like an avatar hat to a game.
I'll live with that.
Unlocked 10,000 to 24,000, you get champion, which gives you a special gift during your birthday month and 1% rebate on your Xbox Live Marketplace purchase every month.
Asterisk. Someone with the two asterisks, sir.
I don't know. And then the 25,000 plus is Legend. You get a special gift during your birthday month and 2% rebate on your Xbox
Live. Not bad. Hey, whatever. I'll take it.
I'd rather have a free game. Or you know what you can do with those 250,000 points?
What?
Convert them into Microsoft points. I'd be happy.
With 25,000 points?
Why the fuck not?
It's a lot. But I like the fact that I was a legend as soon as I got in. It's nice.
Here's a no-brainer. Resident Evil 2 remake possible with fan support. We're totally against that.
I don't get it.
Capcom's 1998 survival horror game Resident Evil 2 could have a new life someday. Speaking to GameStop today as part of the video game questions and answers session, Capcom producer Yoshiyuki Hibehe confirmed the studio is not working on a remake at the moment, but the door is open in the future. Just to lay all the cards on the table, that quote-unquote, that way there's no rumor mongering on things like that. No, we are not working on a Resident Evil 2 remake as of now. But they did work on a Resident Evil 2 remake. No, they seriously did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But if the fans really clamor for it, if there's a groundswell of support for remaking that game, then I think that's something Capcom would take under consideration. You're gonna make it. Come on.
It's already made.
You made Resident Evil 4 HD, quote-unquote, because that wasn't HD. You made Resident Evil Code Veronica HD, and that wasn't made. Of course you can make Resident Evil 2 remake.
It's HD. Already done. It's already on the shelves.
You know what's going to happen. Why don't you review what's next? Resident Evil 2 Ultimate Ninja Storm something
edition.
Animal Crossing, New Super Mario Bros. 2 3DS XL Special. This is revealed for Japan.
Japan always gets everything.
They look...
I like the Mario one. It's
the
nice.
Mario, you have block flowers. It looks good. These are the cases, which are visual aid, which is terrible for the podcast, but you can click on the link at the bottom.
No, it's actual 3DS itself, isn't it?
What?
Isn't that the 3DS itself?
Yeah, the 3DS XL itself. What'd I say?
So you get a 3DS XL.
Yeah, and the game.
And with a nice cover.
Yeah.
So it's a system.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's a visual thing.
Oh, I thought you meant like it's just the case.
No, I mean the people listening to it right now can't see it.
Oh, okay.
Let's try to describe an Animal Crossing one. There's an apple, a house,
a leaf. That is all.
Yeah, and repeat that. It's like wallpaper. This blew my mind when I saw this in an email. New Super Mario Bros. 2 DLC coin rushes North America this Thursday. DLC for New Super Mario Bros. 2, a 3DS title, a Nintendo title, is getting DLC.
$2.50.
Nintendo of America.
Starting
when?
What day is it today? Is it today?
It's tomorrow. Nintendo of America posted. Oh, wow, you're yelling at that.
I wanted to see. I wanted you to load your game right now.
Of the New Super Mario Bros. 2 DLC Nintendo Direct, showing off the same three downloadable coin rush, packs released in Japan. The Gold Rush Pack, Coin Challenge Pack A, and the Nerve Rack Pack will be released this Thursday, October 4th, for $2.50 each. Each pack contains three stages for playing Coin Rush mode. That's really crappy.
That should have been your bonus for beating the game.
That's really crappy, because in Coin Rush mode, you have three random levels that you choose, and you challenge whoever street passes you, right? That's all it is, a street pass. But once you have the billion coins or whatever it is, you're not going to play Coin Rush Pack. Mind you, this is only $2.50, and it is new levels. But I want new worlds. But still, apparently, a press release reveals that more DLC is planned for late October and late November. So maybe there's hopes.
Maybe.
I mean, I'm still going to buy it because I like DLC and I like that game a lot. It just ended way too soon. It was way too easy. But, you know, baby steps, Nintendo, even though you've been around for fucking ever.
Ever.
But, you know, you're just starting to learn what this thing called internet is. But whatever. That's cool. You all right.
That
was America. New gameplay and visual changes revealed for Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 Remix. Visual changes include HD. I didn't want that to be open. PS Vita updates with a lot more PS1 classics. This is stupid.
Why?
The PSP has PS1 classics.
Right.
And now the Vita can play PS1 classics. Now it can.
Okay.
So, this is a whole list, including Final Fantasy.
Do you own these games from the PS Network, would you be able to play it?
I'm assuming you would. I don't see why not. I mean, if you got to buy it twice, that's silly, but I don't think that'd be the case. Resident Evil, Parasite Eve, Parasite Eve 2, Chrono Cross,
Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, I'm playing that too. Tomb Raider 2, Tomb Raider 3, Tomb Raider Last Revelation, Gex Deep, and then, a lot of games. Mega Man 2, 3, 4, Spec Ops. So it's getting there.
Baby steps.
Even though the PS Vita has been around forever.
Yeah.
Abe's Odyssey HD, new details pre-alpha stage releasing next September on PC, Xbox Live Arcade, and PlayStation Network. I will buy this, even if I can use and play it now. But it's
been around forever.
First off, it's not All World Apes Exodus, which is the game we grew up with.
Yeah.
It's Apes Odyssey, the one before it.
Okay.
Which you only have 150 Mudokons instead of 300. But it's in HD, and I actually don't have this title. I have Apes
Just Baby Steps.
Baby Steps. I will buy it, because I'm a big fan of All World. I love All World. Apes Odyssey HD is planned for December 2013, released on PC, Xbox Live Arcade, and PlayStation Network for both PS3 and PS Vita. Yeah.
Baby steps.
I didn't know Oddworld was still alive. Inhabitants, the actual people who make Oddworld.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were still around, but, baby steps.
They're taking baby steps. They're still alive.
This will save... Oh, that's awful news, except for this big one, which someone actually tweeted to me. I think your name is Lizzie. Thank you. Cliff Bleszinski departs Epic.
Epic Games?
Yeah.
Industry?
He is Epic. Like, it's like Hideo Kojima leaves Kojima Industries.
Huh. I wonder why he's leaving.
Today we are saying farewell. This is on the Epic website. Farewell with warm regards to Cliff Bleszinski, who is departing as Epic's design director to chart the next stage of his career. During the past two decades, Cliff has helped shape many successful games that have captured or imagined a million players around the world. We are grateful for his influence on Epic's legacy, from the Wild Adventures Jackrabbit to the visual combat of Gears of War. And now he says in quote-unquote, in my 10 years of working with Cliff, that's not him talking at all, Tim Sweeney said this, Epic's founder, CEO, and technical director, in 20 years, 14 years with Epic, Cliff Bleszinski has grown into a true design luminary, and his contributions to the Unreal and Gears series have helped shape the game industry into the world what it is today. Cliff leaves Epic with our gratitude for his many contributions and our wishes for continued success in the next chapter of his life. In my 10 years of working with Cliff, his passion for creating video games of the highest quality has been unflinching. We are grateful for all his hard work and remain committed to making our fans happy and to always raising the bar in everything we do at Epic.
He's going to enjoy the rest of his life. It's good.
So that's good for him.
He's filthy rich. He doesn't want to go to work anymore, so let him stay home.
He also wrote a personal note to his colleague saying, I've been doing this since I was a teenager, and outside of my sabbatical last year, I've never heard of that word in my life, I have been going through nonstop. I literally grew up in this business, so Mike, like, as Mike likes to say, and now that I'm grown up, it's time for a much-needed break. I will miss the projects, the playtests, the debates, and most importantly, the people. Epic only hires the best of the best, and it has been a joy working with each and every one of you. I'm about to cry. I don't know this guy on a daily basis, whether you were hired weeks ago or decades ago. I have been fortunate enough to collaborate with a variety of disciplines, from code to art to marketing and PR. It's been one big, rewarding learning experience. I'm confident that each project that is being built, whether an Epic, Chair, PCF, or Impossible, will be not top-notch and will please gamers and critics alike. So, Cliff?
Rest in peace, man.
Yeah, Dad, he's just leaving.
Or
no,
is he?
Seriously, I was very surprised to see that today. I was like, holy shit, he's leaving Epic? It's like Shiggy leaving Nintendo. It's like, really? But you are Nintendo. So, yeah, I guess, you know, that's awesome.
It's good.
Good for him. Deals? We ready for some deals?
All right.
Deal of the week of Xbox Live is Virtual Fighter 5 Final Showdown, 600 points instead of 1,200.
All right.
Dungeon Fighters Live, Fall of Hidden Mare, 400 instead of 800. Street Fighter 3 Online Edition, 600 points instead of 1,200. And Super Street Fighter 2 THD is 600 points instead of 1,200 points.
So it's all fighting.
Yeah, it's all fighting games. Not bad.
Buy one and you're good.
Not bad, not bad. Not bad. I'd say it's decent. Not bad.
It's okay.
It's all right. You know.
It's no Sonic.
It's better than this. Donkey Kong free game giveaway of your Club Nintendo member.
Cool.
So you can get a Donkey Kong Original Edition game and a special version of all-time NES Classic for free.
How?
How? Purchase one of the eligible titles below from the Nintendo eShop and register at Club Nintendo by January 6,
2013. Nothing good there except Paper Mario.
So this special, yeah, the games are Paper Mario, Style Savvy, Crosswords Plus, Art Academy, and fucking Miracle, Professor Layton and Miracle Mask. If Paper Mario comes out November 11, which is close to my birthday,
yeah,
I will get Donkey Kong for free. Now, here's my thing with this.
What?
Well, first off, the special version of Donkey Kong includes content never before seen in the U.S. and is not available for purchase. Don't miss out. It's a PC title.
Is it?
I believe so. I believe it is. Where did I see that? I don't know. I saw it somewhere. I believe it was like a PC title where to play Donkey Kong on the computer. Which I'm like, if I want to do that, I can just get whatever I want.
It's true.
I gotta look into. I'm pretty sure I saw it was a PC title. I don't know if it's on eShop or whatever it is, but I'm pretty sure it's a PC title. Which would be weird.
That would be weird.
But if it's a Nintendo DS or, you know, 3DS title, I'm totally down for that. But it's a free game giveaway from Nintendo, which is very rare. So if you buy the things and you link it up with Club Nintendo, you get the game for free. Speaking of free games on Club Nintendo, Dr. Mario Online RX for the Wii, which I actually did buy before it burned out on me, it's 100 coins. And if you have a 3DS, you get Birds and Beans for 100 coins, which is the indie game, which is okay, I guess.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's all right. PlayStation Store preview. If you're a PlayStation Plus members, here are the games that you're getting, my dear. Yes, you.
Everything.
Are you getting it? Tokyo Jungle will be 20% off. Hell Yeah, Wrath of the Dead Rabbit will be 20% off. Double Dragon Neon still free. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World is free. Outland is free. Blood Rain free. Yada yada. Walking Dead free. And all the games are still free. Okay, those are the PlayStation Network games, right?
Yeah.
Okay, PlayStation 3 games are still, Starhawk free.
That looks like the new one they just added.
Yeah, Starhawk single player campaign is free. So that's awesome. Borderlands is free. Infamous
Starhawk, 2. You get all the multiplayer DLC for free too.
Free all multiplayer, sweet. Borderlands is free, Infamous free, Little Big Planet free, and so on and so forth. So, PlayStation Plus.
Not bad.
Worth
free.
It. Yeah. And that's all for news. Up next, we're going to have the 30 questions towards each other. We might actually make it under an hour and a half.
No.
Oh, my God. Yes, up next, 30 questions between Rooster and I. Rooster and I. Sorry.
No, we're
yeah.
It's still my name.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, up next, that.
Behind Nerds. That's Paranerds. 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 Podcast.com.
And we are back. And
congratulations to the winner.
Yeah, we just announced the winner. No, we're going to be announcing the winner of the Resident Evil.
At the end, so you're forced to listen to
everything. I was going to stretch it out.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to announce the winner for Resident Evil 6 right
after
we finish the 30 questions.
So you either have to listen to the whole podcast or just skip to the end.
Yes. All right. So, like I said, we didn't have anything to talk about. Surge has been pretty much keeping the site alive the last couple of days by doing a review. By doing a review of Looper, the movie.
Which
Looper.
I wanted to watch that one.
Yeah,
I didn't know that was the guy from 50/50.
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't look like that.
I know because they photoshopped him to make, or CGI him to make him look like Bruce Willis, which I learned from my girlfriend.
Ah, nice. Because I'm like, that's not him. My girlfriend's like, yeah, it is. No, it's not. IMDb source for everything.
Yeah. Also, he did a review on FIFA and Borderlands 2 as well, and I think he's into NBA 2K13 as well.
He did everything. We'll let him keep
going. He's going to Comic-Con. So,
nice. Let's promote him to He is paranoid.
He listens to the podcast.
Oh, don't
mention anything.
Don't mention anything? No, what are you payments? We don't even get paid. Yeah,
sure,
pay
we don't
him.
Get paid. All right, so and we had nothing really to talk about, and I didn't want to end the podcast right there. I was checking
so
out
ended
the
right there.
Yeah, I was checking out the Tumblr website, some, like, 30 Days of Gaming topic list. Pretty much, it's just days where I don't know what it means by that, but we're just going to ask each other these questions really fast.
Sure.
Okay? And so it's 30 of them, so we're going to go through this fast, sort of, kind of. We'll see how long it takes. And at the end, we'll give you the spiel on the winner of the contest. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, so first question, your first video game.
It's the Duck Hunt and Mario Brothers combo.
The first one?
First one for
that's
Nintendo,
your first game you ever played?
I believe.
Wow, that's as far as you can remember, eh?
As far as I can remember, unless at your house we played some sort of Atari stupid airplane game. What was that one called? But I think I may have played games before that.
Yeah, I think that's the one you remember, though, the first in your mind?
The Nintendo, yeah. Mm. We owned it. It was nice.
Mine would have to be, I don't know what, it doesn't have a name. It was free on the Sega Master. Remember when you don't put a game in there, it's a motorcycle game?
That's your first?
Yeah, that's the one I remember playing as one of my first games.
You never played the Nintendo one?
I did, but that wasn't my first game. I had that Nintendo after the Sega. Or, yeah.
Yeah.
So, the first game I remember, it wasn't even a real game. It's on the Sega Master. You press a bunch of combinations on the controller. The screen moves over, and you play, like, two bonus games. There's a maze where you control a snail. All
right.
And then there's a motorcycle game. I can't remember life what they're called, but I remember
actually,
that.
No, wait. Maybe mine wasn't. I don't know if I had the Nintendo first or the Game Boy.
You had Nintendo first.
Probably.
Yeah, I know. I know. Trust me, I know. Your favorite character?
I'd probably have to be Link.
Link?
Yeah. I don't know. I just like... trying to think of another character. No, I think Link.
You don't mind.
Sonic.
I'm sorry. I love Sonic. I'll buy anything with Sonic's face on it. I don't know why. Game that is underrated?
Bejeweled. an underrated game?
Yeah. No, Dead Air is good for the podcast.
Oh, say yours then.
Oh, Splatterhouse. For the Sega Genesis.
For the Sega Genesis?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very tough. I don't know many. Cooking Mama.
Toe Jam and Earl, I guess we can say.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Toe Jam and Earl.
We'll agree with that one.
Yeah, there we go.
That was that was extremely underrated.
Extremely underrated. And it was supposed to be, here's some useless trivia that I happen
ready?
To know.
That's not his third leg?
No, Toe Jam and Earl was supposed to be Sega's mascot before.
That would have been a good mascot.
Yeah.
That probably would have triumphed in the freaking Sega.
Your guilty pleasure game.
That area is great for the...
Guilty pleasure game.
I like to play, like, games that I like to play that I think is sillier, like I'm playing the stupid coin game, but, like, little games like Cooking Mama or
like casual
Diner
games,
Dash
right?
Or
I was thinking, like,
Bejeweled, like,
I
those was, little, yeah. like, tiny games that you could buy for the PC for, like, a dollar.
I was thinking Angry Birds, like casual games.
Yeah, but, like, Angry Birds, I don't really play that, but games like that, like... Diner Dash or Cooking Mama
quick
or
puzzle games
or like little tiny games that you can just play on Flash that's kind of like even like tower defense games like just stuff like that but I would probably say I'd probably go with either Diner Dash or
as a guilty pleasure though
or a cake bakery whatever
yeah
bakery
cake
Dash,
bakery
whatever.
I'd say it would
or,
be it
or basically people tell you what cake they want and you gotta make it using the shapes and the colors and I enjoy those kind of
would SimCity count as a guilty pleasure game?
I don't know. Because like, I'm nerd big out. Enough that it's like it's not really guilty. Like, oh my god, you play SimCity? Oh, yeah. You're a nerd. But when you're like, oh, I play the baking game, it's like, oh yeah, that's don't tell anybody.
I can't think of one off the top of my head right now. A guilty pleasure game. Yeah,
Sherlock Holmes.
I'd say Angry
Hello
Birds.
Kitty Online.
Angry Birds would be sufficient, right?
It's well, like, oh, you want to acknowledge it? I'll acknowledge that as a guilty pleasure, but other people will be like, oh, everyone plays. Freaking Angry Birds.
Yeah. Well, you were angry at that.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out
you're
my
an angry
next
bird.
Rooster is a bird.
It is. That is true. Game character you feel you're most like or wish you were. That you feel like you're most like. You are most like. Most like.
Trying to come up with something clever and funny.
Character that I'm most like.
Mario Plumber.
that's actually a good answer.
Well, until I become one, but.
Yeah, it's true.
I'll just say that for now.
I'd say Pac-Man.
You just keep eating?
I just keep eating. There's no stopping me.
And you ain't afraid of no ghosts?
And I ain't afraid of no ghosts, because I that's, you know what? Yeah, I'm Pac-Man. All
right, you're Pac-Man.
I'll go with that.
Did you know that Pac-Man is Pac-Man?
Did you know? most annoying character?
Tingle from Legend of Zelda.
I thought you were going to say Nappy.
No, Nappy,
hey,
like,
hey,
is,
hey,
he only says
hey,
that
hey,
when it's
hey,
like,
hello,
there's
hey,
hints.
Oh, hello, hello, so, I'm sorry.
But when you find, when you get to the
hey,
point, you'll find it, but
hey,
Tingle,
am
like,
I annoying you? Hey!
No, not so much.
Oh, really?
That Tingle
hey,
guy's annoying. Especially
hey,
when he's in a balloon flying
hey,
above you.
Hey,
that guy's annoying.
Hey!
What's your annoying character?
He
only probably does it like once.
Banjo-Kazooie. No, that's how they talk in the whole game. Those characters bother the shit out of me, the way they speak. And I'm sure it's a good game, and I haven't played the game long enough, but I remember playing a game and being like, fuck this shit, when as soon as they started talking.
Or like, shut up.
Because it's still text. Like, you're still reading it.
Yeah,
still,
but it's just...
That's a... so irritating. Favorite game couple? Jack and Rose.
Jack. What a game with Escape from Titanic?
No, it's Metal Gear Solid.
Oh.
Right.
Escape from Titanic.
Favorite game couple. Now, I don't know if this means like relationship couple or like the original odd couple.
Or maybe just pairs. People that worked at like
yeah,
Mario Luigi, the
yeah,
game couple.
I have one. If oh, you're, I have to say, fuck, I forgot her name. Shit. I'm afraid for her. I said all like five times in a row. Oh, fuck. GLaDOS and you. In Portal 2.
She's
a potato.
They're a good couple.
Yeah, good couple.
Potatoes.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good answer, Kevin.
I was going with Mario Luigi.
Fair enough. Best
we have like 29 to go. It's hard to think of things off that.
Best soundtrack.
I don't know. I don't really. It's kind of, that's probably Metal Gear.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. I'll go Metal Gear. I'll go Metal Gear. I really did like the soundtrack. I actually downloaded the album, like the soundtrack for it. So I'll go Metal Gear.
Outrun. Outrun music, man.
Crazy okay, Taxi. Yeah.
Not anymore, it is. It is. Saddest game scene. I can answer this one right away.
From a video game perspective,
yeah,
I would probably say Gears of War 3.
Oh, yeah.
Because, fucking... like, that's...
Spoiler alert,
yeah,
by the
that's,
way,
like, the saddest... From a game. The rest were, like, from movies or TV shows, like, saddest scene. But
yeah,
for a game-wise, I'd probably have to say that. I was, like, so close. Like, oh, Dom, no!
That's a good scene when Dom dies, right?
Yeah.
When he drives his truck and all that. He's like, Dom! I have to say mine is Metal Gear Solid 2 when Emma, Otacon's sister, dies.
Yeah.
I was trying
to drown the bitch in...
No, but I mean, like, he starts crying later on. Like, he still bothers him after his thing. He's like, get over it, Otacon. He's like, everybody said Emma. And I'm just
yeah,
like, oh, you just met her.
What about when Sniper Wolf dies?
Otacon? No, because she was thinking...
just my love.
She was being a bitch because she was hiding in, like, bushes and shit. And just come out here. But no, Otacon, he just meets his... Imagine right now, you have a sister. You met her.
I do? Yes,
you
there
met,
she is.
Rui, no! Oh, so you met her for the first time. You guys bond. You both like the same thing.
James
and,
Bond?
And then, yeah, and then she dies. And then you're like, no!
I don't think Emma, it would be so bad of a heartache.
To be fair, I also don't remember right now if that's his sister or a love interest. But
Sniper Wolf was his love interest.
Yeah, but see, Otacon cries.
But even if it was sister or not, if that was a scenario, like I just met you and this is crazy, but you're gonna die.
Wow, you use that back,
yeah,
eh? Wow,
like,
the summer of 2012 called. He wants his song back.
But I probably wouldn't be so heartbroken. I'd be like, no, my sister. I'd be a little bit disappointed, but hey, like I just met you. You're
this is crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not my fault.
Baby
you die.
Steps, baby steps,
baby
steps,
steps
all the way
know?
Through. Best gameplay.
I don't know.
You know what? I have to say the best gameplay for me, personally, me, as a game reviewer, journalist kind of guy.
Call of Duty.
No, definitely not Call of Duty. God of War. Any action platform, God of War, Splatterhouse, Kingdom Hearts.
Legend of Zelda for me. Like, I like
the platforming.
Yeah, I like that. It has a bit of puzzle in it, but it has its unique bosses and challenges. It's good.
Right on, that's a good answer.
It's good. Best gaming system. This is gaming system of choice.
Gaming system of choice. Ooh, that's a tough one.
I'd probably just go with like 360 for now. Like, and the reason why is like, it's the same as the PS3 and basically the Wii. Like,
yeah,
they have roughly the same titles. So, and I'm used to the Xbox's controller, but would you count the PC as a gaming system?
Yeah, of
like,
course, of
then
course.
I'll probably say PC because
yeah,
I can do everything the system does but better. So,
all right, fair enough. I have to say PS2.
They could even play PS2.
They could, yeah. No, I have to say PS2 because, like, all of my favorite games started or continue there. Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Resident Evil, Code Veronica.
Metal Gear.
Fatal Frame.
Metal Gear actually started on PS1.
But they got better.
But it got better in part.
Fatal
PS2.
Frame.
Yeah, Fatal Frame, yeah.
Devil May Cry.
That was an underrated game, too.
That was underrated. This is a whole bunch
they
of games.
They should have made a movie. That'd probably be pretty good. They should do, like, if they were to make a movie, it should they should make Fatal Frame, the Crimson Butterflies.
Yeah.
As a movie. That would probably make sense story-wise.
By the way, did you see Paranormal Activity 4 trailer? It's a Skype cam.
Huh?
It's a Skype cam this time. Like a webcam.
Advertisement.
Sorry. I said Skype cam because I'm stupid. Webcam.
Webcam. Yeah. It looked, it's just like, come on, are you really riding this train?
I told you this three years ago. That, Paranormal Activity is the new Saw.
That boy, have you seen the trailers?
Where he looks up at the window and the lights
go
off?
But still, that boy, in any of the Paranormal Activity movies, was there a boy missing or something like that?
Yeah,
like kidnapped?
Yeah, it's from the first movie. Remember the,
was it the first one?
Yeah.
They needed
the second one. She takes the kid. The baby.
It's not the first one where the end where she takes the baby and then they
No, the
find
first
them.
One she attacks the camera or she gets shot by cops depending on what ending you saw.
Yeah, okay. But it's not like one, she kidnapped a child.
The second one
back.
She kidnaps a child. Remember she kills her sister and her husband and takes the kid, the baby.
Yeah, okay.
And in Paranormal 3 ruined it. Have you watched part 3?
Yeah, so stupid.
Okay, well, spoiler alert. It's a fucking witch. It's a cult. You took
every... They have to sacrifice one of the sisters or something like
you
that?
You took every... No, they didn't explain it. You took
No,
anything.
They did. One of the sisters was to be sacrificed.
Was it?
Because remember, it's like, whatever, it's been an Emily. Emily, no! It's time to play. It's like, come on, child. Come upstairs. Like,
but why did
part
they kill
of
the parents?
Because that daughter is supposed to be given to Satan or something like that. The child.
That ruined it for me.
It was just
the
like,
first...
But they scared the shit out of me.
I didn't scare me at all.
Oh, come on. When they're like, come to this door. Hi. Oh, old lady standing in front of the door.
That didn't scare me. That like, my girlfriend jumped while we were watching a movie. She jumped a lot during the movie.
It's so shit because it's like, holy fuck, I didn't expect four old lady.
It got me mad because the first Paranormal Activity
was paranormal
a random
stuff.
Ghost, right?
Yeah, that
now
had
it's...
a connection with the person somehow.
But even then, it was kind of pushing it. Just a random ghost shit happening is creepy because it's no random. It's random.
Then
target.
You find out, how did you get this picture?
Yeah.
From the house. And then, like, you find out the house.
But then that's
like,
kind of creepy still, right? But then you find out it's targeted. It's like, I got nothing to worry about now when I go to sleep.
Yeah, because I highly doubt four old women want you dead.
Although, you know, I have done terrible things.
Yeah, anyways. I thought that was dumb. But part four, so I'm wondering if that's a child being sacrificed, a demon, blah, blah, blah.
But I'm still going to watch it.
I'll still watch it, too. Once you watch
three,
a certain
you're invested,
series, you
yeah.
have to watch it.
Once you're invested in it. Sorry, going back to gaming.
Same thing with Saw. Saw got worse and worse after, and
but
I had
to watch it, yeah. And I was right. I told you it was a doctor.
Yeah.
Remember? I said that.
I know, from part like two. But
I said it from Saw 2. I bet you the biggest twist ending is that the doctor from the first film is the killer. And I was right.
Yeah, 9 years later.
That doesn't matter. I was right. And every Saw movie we watch, I said that repeatedly so people don't feel, people wouldn't be like, you never said that once.
Yeah.
It's
no,
like
you
guys are so sick of it. You guys are like, yeah, I know, Kevin. Anyway, sorry.
Game system of choice. I said PC. So
I said
PlayStation
2. A game everyone should play. The Blob.
I wasn't actually The Blob. They should really try that
you
out.
Play it. Yeah. Alright. A game you played more than 5 times.
Legends of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
You played that more than 5 times?
Yeah.
Super Mario 3.
Oh, I definitely played that like 400 times, but one that I enjoyed playing. The only reason the Super Mario game, the only reason why I played it many, many times, it's not like within days I played it so many times. Like 2 years later I'll play it, and like a month later I'll play it. But Legends of Zelda Ocarina of Time, I remember beating it, then playing it again, and then beating it, trying to figure out more stuff, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah.
Current or most recent gaming wallpaper? Actually, my wallpaper is the Avengers. And my phone... Actually, my phone is the Mortal Kombat fight.
Yeah, my wallpaper is the one I took from the Naruto show. But they have a game, I guess, but it's the gravestone of one of the characters I like. It's his sword. That, like, instead of a tombstone, it's a sword coming out of the ground.
Yeah.
But it's just a nice photo that I screen capped while I was watching the episode, and that's one of my current...
This one's not really a question. It pulls a screenshot from the game you're playing right now.
We're not playing a game. We're doing a podcast.
Game with the best cutscenes.
Metal Gear Solid 4. Or Metal Gear Solid, period.
Yeah.
I
before the action sequences are really good.
I want to watch them all.
Yeah. Favorite antagonist? Let's see here. You know what that means to you.
Antagonist is the main star. Protagonist is like... Antagonist is the villain? Or is protagonist like the villain?
I forget now.
You're just telling me if I know it, then you don't even know. I thought antagonist was the main person of the story.
Yeah.
And protagonist is the bad guy from the story.
I don't have
any... It says a competitor, enemy, rival.
Okay, so I was right.
So protagonist is the good guy?
Yes, then he's a bad guy. Anti and pro. Duh! Did I tell you I majored in English?
Yeah, you did, actually, many times.
Yeah, so
your girlfriend didn't find how...
No, I didn't know if she was still there either.
Oh, I thought she was wondering, oh my god, why did I date that guy?
No, favorite antagonist. I have to say Knuckles. It's just so perfect. He's the same speed as Sonic, cool color. fucking spikes on his knuckle, and like the whole time he thinks Sonic's the enemy, so they fight each other, and then you find out, you know,
they're brothers from.
I would say Venom wanted to be cheap and Spider-Man had some carnage, but I'd say Knuckles. I also really like Sonic, so my next question is Sonic.
I guess I'd probably say Ganondorf from Ganon. Legend from Zelda.
Ganondorf from Ganon.
No, Ganondorf or Ganon, whatever you want to call him. He has two names. He's a good. It's always the same guy, but resurrected in different times.
What about Meta Knight, though? He'd be a good antagonist.
Meta Knight?
Yeah, from Kirby.
I'm not a big Kirby guy.
Fair enough. And I also like King DDD, because he's so stupid.
He is so stupid.
Favorite protagonist.
I don't know. It's kind of hard. But at the same time, Bowser and King Koopa, he's pretty good.
Yeah, I guess so.
But that's like the common answer.
Favorite protagonist, I would have to say...
Earl.
And I'd say Toe Jam. Oh man, we love that game. And I closed the window.
If we actually took the time to see all this and write it, we could come up with the most fantastic, most creative ones, but it's right off the top of our head.
Picture of a game setting you wish you lived in.
Animal Crossing, just like real life. Where I lived in?
Yeah. The game setting.
I'd probably, to be honest, I'm glad that the Naruto made games, but I'd like to live in that whole Naruto universe, being able to learn ninja moves and all that stuff.
That is so cute.
What would you want to do?
I'd love to live
SpongeBob? No, Hello Kitty? No, everyone's a cat?
Now, this might blow your mind, but I really like the setting. It's called Pokemon versus the World of Games.
What, Toronto?
Yeah, dude. What?
Because if you think of it, if you put yourself in, the game setting, the world, so you're living in that world.
Yeah.
Right? And... like, people would be like Super Mario, but you probably won't be the hero. You'll probably be the guy that just walks and sells, right? But at least in the one I chose, if you're Naruto in a village where they train and become ninjas and use powers and stuff like that, it's kind of cool. Or an airbender.
I would have to say, in that case, Final Fantasy VIII. That setting. Everything's bright. It's not like Final Fantasy VII, it's a fucking Midgard and shit. Yeah. It's Final Fantasy VIII, it's all like Battle Garden floats. It's a good school. All the anime girls, I mean, come on. You have a gun. You have a gun blade? You have a gnarly scar on your face. Although if I got scarred like they do in the game, it'd be like the Joker smile. It'd be a terrible scar.
From trying to lick a popsicle stick sideways.
I'd have to say Final Fantasy VIII setting.
I probably would any of the Naruto world.
Fair enough. Favorite genre? Like I said, beat 'em up action platforming.
I thought it would go RPG kind of style. Mm-hmm.
Game with the best story.
I don't know. It's kind of hard.
The best story. Metal Gear until.
Metal Gear is not bad. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a solid story.
I was going to say Kingdom Hearts, but that thing spirals out of control as
Gears
well.
Gears of War also has a good story.
It does have a good story. But what's the one where you... Silent Hill. You know what? Fuck it. Silent Hill. Silent Hill is an amazing story because the story is the town. Everything that happens inside the town.
Yeah, but it's from Silent Hill 1 to 9, it's... there's no continuity. Is there a good flow? Story?
No, because the story, the main thing in Silent Hill is Silent Hill. That's why.
Because at least with Metal Gear, Shepherd. If you're playing 1, 2, whatever, right? It's from 1, it goes to 2, and it takes forward, and then 3 takes you in the past, but it leads to, the beginning, part 1. It somehow all connects well as a big story.
So Mario 2, actually, because it was a dream. What a twist.
What a twist.
Fuck.
Gears, I don't know, man.
Game Sequel is a game with the best story. I don't know. I kind of want to say Kingdom Hearts just because the way they connected those characters together was very clever. I give you that.
Well, what was the story about?
Finding your friends, nobodies, and heartless.
Such a lame story. Yeah. Maybe that's the universe you want to live in.
Actually, you know what? God of War. I'd have to go God
story,
of War.
Good story?
Oh, fuck it. Mega Man. Okay, Mega Man. That's cool.
I don't know.
Kirby. I don't know.
Mario. Save the princess.
Good story. I don't know. Told Jim and Earl.
You landed on Earth, you gotta find your ship.
You're trying to find your pieces, you go back
out
of
there. On a strange planet.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be Earth, but not really Earth.
Well, that's from what they see Earth as. That's why I always picture the game as.
Giant pitfalls?
Well, that's how they picture it. I don't know.
They actually fall.
Think about the villain. Think about the villains, though. It's like ice cream truck, stuff like that.
Yeah, but they're trying to kill you.
Well, then, you're all aliens.
Whatever. Still a good story.
Yeah. I go touch on with the role. game you think had the best, a game sequel that which disappointed you. Kingdom Hearts Recorded. God, that was an awful game.
I don't know. I know there's a game that I wasn't
too. Oh, I have the answer. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I don't know. We'll figure out something quickly, because I have nothing.
Resident Evil 5.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good. Even Resident Evil 4 I didn't like.
Resident Evil 4 I liked.
Because it was different, but that's when it started getting away from zombies and started getting into the Mexicans.
Yeah.
And then it started getting to the Africans. And what's next? What's Resident Evil 6?
I don't know. You have three
the British?
Yeah, probably. Hello!
Ah!
Yeah, Resident Evil 5 was the biggest disappointing sequel for me, I'd say. Because it's like, you know, you expect so much.
Yeah, I guess 4 wasn't so bad because it was new.
It was awesome.
Even though the story started going downhill.
The story started going downhill since Resident Evil 2.
Yeah, it started getting away from the basic. But it was something new compared to
and it was
the,
it still played very well.
Yeah, the 5 is basically 4, just bigger muscles.
Bigger muscles, it's all action. At least 4 would try to be scary still.
Yeah.
And, like, 5 rehashed a lot of things, like the chainsaw guy. Like, why is there another one? Like, that one guy was it in 4.
Now it's, like, all over the place.
Yeah, now he's all over the place. And also having to have an AI control partner, it's like, what are you thinking? Like, I'd never
it's
want
annoying.
That.
AI is stupid. They're not as smart as you think.
You have a little paper cut? Herbs, no. Here's
I'll use my super large extra one in the... Lifetime can't.
Stupid. Game you think had the best graphics or art style, which is funny. Remember how I said, hey, I'm going to do a top 10 artsy fartsy game?
Yeah.
I lost that file.
Yeah.
So the 2,000 words I had is gone, which means I will not be working on that because I am not going to write again.
Words?
Yeah, no, I'm not writing that again. So it's funny that they bring that up because Game you think had the best graphics or art style, number one on that list would have been, actually, I don't want to say, fuck, I'll say it, Journey for the PS3.
It looks good, but I'd probably have to say the Metal Gear games. 4 at least.
But art style?
Art style or graphics?
Best graphics or art style? Fine, best graphics. I have to say, best graphics, in my opinion, right now, is still Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, graphic wise, Metal Gear Solid 4. Art wise, I never played Journey, but I can see how it could be a nice, beautiful game.
Journey or Flower? Those two games, I'd say. Well, I'm just like,
I don't
so
really
beautiful.
Play artsy, fartsy games.
Yeah.
But graphic wise, Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah. Favorite classic game? Super Mario 3.
Yeah, I can't go back to play that.
Game you plan on playing? Super Mario 3.
Game I plan on playing? Toe Jam and Earl when it's secretly released.
Oh, yeah. Toe Jam and Earl and Super Mario 3 are answers for everything. Best voice acting? Fuck.
Christopher Nolan, whatever his name is. Something Nolan. What's his name?
Nolan North?
Nolan North. That's the guy.
Yeah, best
he does
voice.
Everything.
You know what? Yeah. But the thing with Nolan North is that he does... I guess I can kind of...
I'll do Coach.
It'll defeat the whole purpose.
Pills,
if I'm like, no, Nolan North is not good, even though he was number one or top 10 voice actors. Yeah, Nolan North. Most epic scene ever.
It's hard, ever? That's a long, that's ever. Most epic scene?
Most epic scene ever.
I don't want to say, I would say Metal Gear because there's a bit of a cool action scene in it, but I've said it too many times. I've used up my 3 Metal Gears, so I have to come up with something else. Tell Jim Rowe.
Most
epic scene.
Epic scene, I would have to say...
I would have to say the Naruto game. That one, Ultimate Ninja Storm Generation... No, Ultimate Ninja Storm 2.
Yeah.
That one had some pretty good... Because they also have video footage, like, of the show. Like, some of them are never before seen kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it was, like, animation, basically, not gameplay. But there was some fight scenes in it that were actually really cool that came from the show.
I'd have to say the most epic scene would be the ending of Batman Arkham City. I did not see that coming, and really
that's
hit me,
pretty good.
It hit me really hard when I saw it. It's been
slapped
a year.
In the face.
Can we say what it is? Joker's dead! Joker's dead! Oh, it feels so good to get that out
I
there.
I still think he's probably alive.
No. He's still dead. Even if Harley Quinn's revenge,
we'll see when
dead.
It does Arkham World.
Favorite game developer?
As much as I don't like EA, I do like EA.
Yeah.
Like, they make good games, but they're kind of crappy. They're, like, the worst. Not what was worst company ever.
Worst company ever, yeah. I have to say, not my favorite, but I think they're underrated, is Namco Bandai.
Yeah, they make
made Dark Souls, Splatterhouse, Enslaved. Those games are all good.
Natsumi, they made Harvest Moon.
Yeah, so those games are all very, very good. What about you? You said EA?
Yeah, I would go with EA.
A game you thought you wouldn't like, but ended up loving.
Interesting.
A game you thought you wouldn't like, but ended up loving. Guess what our question of the week is this week? What is a game that you thought you wouldn't like, but ended up loving?
Let's hear your Google. I know I bought a lot of your games.
Yeah.
Darksiders, I didn't think I'd like that, and I got into that.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't probably say that's like the best one. What's yours?
I'm still thinking. Yeah.
I'm still trying to buy some time. I know you have a bunch of games.
A game I thought I wouldn't like but ended up loving.
Like, I would say Splatterhouse, but we've already used 3 of those.
Yeah, Splatterhouse. But I mean,
like,
I knew I wasn't going to like it.
Yeah, I know, but like, I didn't think I'd like it.
Oh, like it?
Like, marry it.
Actually, you know what? A game I thought I wouldn't like but ended up loving was a Simpsons game.
That wasn't bad.
I thought that game was going to be terrible, but it actually turned out to be very... Well, I liked it a lot, actually. And The Simpsons had kind of had like a history of terrible games. Simpsons Wrestling alone.
We haven't used that yet, so there.
Yeah,
Simpsons, use that two more
the
times.
Simpsons game. There we go. And this is a cheesy one because it's the last one. But your favorite game of all time? I already answered this many times. Super Mario 3.
I'd probably say Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time.
Fair enough.
Like I like Super Mario 3, but it's like I've done it so many times that it's like, eh, like it's just. I've always skipped the same levels over and over again. Like, you know, when you have, like, you take a path, how to try to progress or stuff like that.
With that game, I actually challenge myself a lot.
What, can't die?
I can only jump so many times in the level. I could only use this power-up throughout the whole game. I do little things like that. That's how much I love the game. I'll make up my own little achievements.
But I would say Ocarina of Time, only because I haven't played the game in so long, so it's like a part of me is like craving to wanting to play or something.
Yeah.
Is your glass leaking?
No, it's condensation.
Yeah, I never had one problem with dripping.
Well, I'm sorry. Aren't you perfect?
Your glass is broken.
Okay, so that's a little 30 questions. Of course, the question of the week is going to be a game you thought you wouldn't like but ended up loving. Link in the comment section below or email kevin@paranerds.com or
rooster@paranerds.com.
So before we go on to the winner of Resident Evil 6, because I want to drag this out, we need your help first. Like I always said, you can listen to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher.
All
right. Stitcher right now is having the 2012 Stitcher Awards.
Okay.
All you got to do is nominate us.
How do you nominate?
I'm putting a link at the bottom here. It's to win a 2012 podcast award. How cool would it be if we won the best gaming podcast award? Mind you, I was looking at the other nominees and I'm like, bullshit, because Kevin Smith is on there, a bunch of celebrity podcasts on there, but none of them are video games. That's what I'm saying. We have hope.
We have hope here.
So I really need you guys to like the button on it just so they know you're real and just nominate our show under Games and Hobbies. Help us help you. Please.
What do we get if we're number one?
I don't know, but who cares? We could actually say we were awarded.
We can actually put a little sticker on it.
Yes. So all you got to do, I'll put this link at the bottom of the site. I even put it on Facebook, and I'm going to put a whole page on it because I want to spread the word. So nominate us.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. How cool would that be if we won the best awards? So now it's time for the winner. I don't know if you can hear the hat with all the piece of paper inside. But for the Resident Evil 6 contest that I did randomly last week, all you had to do...
Just go to Facebook.
Was go to our Facebook page on Paranerds.
And like. That's it.
Once you liked it...
It's just as much effort as nominating us.
Yeah, exactly. Once you liked us, all we did was put your name on a piece of paper.
Printed it out. Put it in a stinky old hat.
So we have the Resident Evil 6 game. I don't have a game for myself, but whoever wins this. And I said Canada and US only, so if you're in UK, you're not getting it. So, because I learned the hard way last time. So I'm shaking. I'm going to let you pick the name out of this hat, okay?
Why don't you pick it up?
Because, I don't know. So there we go. You're picking a piece of paper out for the winner of Resident Evil 6 for Xbox 360 goes to...
Kenneth Pereira.
Kenneth Pereira on Facebook. I will contact you, and or you can contact me if you listen to this podcast.
Congratulations, Kenneth.
You won Resident Evil 6.
And as a bonus for actually winning, spread the word.
Spread the word, yeah.
Where we do have contests here and there, and we do have giveaways here and there, and so... Spread the word, see it, like us, join us, fight for us, do everything.
There we go. Before I go as well, I'll be like promoting our friends, Classic Lead, of course, For the Love of Gaming, which they haven't come out with a new podcast because I'm assuming Corey still doesn't have a computer.
No excuse. No, okay.
So there's actually a new podcast out. You may remember me talking about One More Castle,
which
was... the new site with Eric Bailey and Andrew Guerrero from Eric Bailey is a Nintendo legend himself. They actually have a new podcast out, and I actually listened to all three of them today because they're only 30 to 45 minutes long. All
right.
So I was listening to it as I was cooking. So they have a new thing called One More Podcastle, or Castle. They don't even know how to say it, neither do I. But it's clever. I'm like, you bastard, One More Podcastle, Castle. It's spelled the same. Podcastle. Anyways, they have a new podcast called One More Podcastle. Go check it out. I really enjoyed it. It's only been 3 episodes so far. But, I'm a big fan. I enjoy it. It's another podcast to put on my list of podcasts to listen to. So, go check it out. OneMoreCastle.com. Really cool guys there, too. And, so if you want, I don't know if you want anything. What's on the pipeline for on the website? I'm going to be working on Resident Evil 6 and new Top 10, which will be Nintendo-based, which I'm still working on.
I guess we could do that Borderland giveaway.
Borderland giveaway, which I'll let you handle.
Yeah, I'll take care of that. Check the site.
check the site, or even check Twitter, because the minute you put it on the site, it
goes everywhere.
It goes on everywhere. Serge will be writing a review on NBA 2K13, and hopefully we get some more review copies. Hopefully this Honored, which is the game I asked for, so maybe we'll get that as well on the website, on the thingy, whatever. So make sure to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/theparanerds. If you liked us earlier, you would have been entered.
Simple as that.
Resident Evil 6. Yeah, there'll be more in the future. We had Twitter, and then we had Facebook, so... No, there'll be more contests. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/theparanerds. Go to raptor.com/theparanerds as well. We have a page there. And just email us, kevin@paranerds.com or rooster@paranerds.com. Sorry, you're wrong.
No, I was about to say it.
You look like a fish grasping.
I was about to say it, and then you said something. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and leave a comment below and just, you know, tell your friends. Share it, please. We need more listeners. And nominate us, please. That'd be awesome, too.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And yeah, just like, share. I feel like, I know I'm whoring myself out here, but honestly, we like doing
$50 and we'll do whatever you want.
We like doing the podcast. We really enjoy it. It's still fun to sit here and talk about video games, but we need more listeners. We need more people. So spread the word, email, leave comments so I can know that there's still people out there listening. Anna just came back, which is fucking awesome.
Even
so,
if you have to go door to door and ask if they've heard the good word.
Yes.
Do that.
Yes. And then be like, have you heard the good word of the Paranerds?
Like, that would confuse the shit out of them.
Yeah, exactly. And I am proud to say this. This podcast was under an hour and a half long. What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, baby.
Under an hour and a half. Man.
Sorry. I couldn't help it. But yeah, that's this week's podcast, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. We had nothing to talk about, but at least we got to...
It looked like we had something to talk
about. Spread the butter a little bit. But yeah, the question of the week for next week is...
Game you thought you would hate, but ended up loving.
Thanks. I didn't have to open up the window. No problem. Good job. All right, so again, we'll talk to you guys next week for podcast 107.5. Bye-bye. So let's eat right now.
And then watch the Avengers. Can we eat and watch the Avengers?
That's what I said.
You say eat right now, then watch. Then watch.
Oh, I see.
You probably said and I interpreted it as then.
Oh, whatever.
Alright, let's roll.
Roll out.